Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
What is WWE's secret code, you ask? For me, it's the ability to get over and stay over with management and the audience in a creative system that frequently takes in world-class pro wrestlers like Ornate Furniture and spits them out as if they were sawdust. Each of the people I'm going to talk about today understands how to thrive in Vince McMahon's fictional universe better than the man who created it. They truly have figured WWE out. I'm Andy from What Culture, and here are 10 wrestlers who cracked WWE's secret code. Number 10, R-Truth. A rare example of a genuinely funny guy in a horrendously unfunny company, R-Truth knows how to make people laugh, which is key to his enduring value as an entertainer. He's been in WWE since 2008, and while he has spent most of this time as an undercard comedy act in wacky backstage segments, he's always there or thereabouts, particularly since the advent of the 24/7 title. Now, creatively, that's not the most exciting thing in the world, but at 50 years old, R-Truth has given himself a job for life. He has gone all in on a character that Vince McMahon clearly enjoys in a wise choice that will extend his run with WWE for as long as he wants it. Number 9. The Miz. Miz deserves great credit for entering pro wrestling as a reality TV tourist, overcoming the small dick energy of wrestler's court, and becoming the polished TV performer that he is today. In fact, for his role in the promotion, he's literally perfect. Miz has been doing this for 16 years now. He's a two-time WWE champion and a perennial fixture because he understands his role perfectly. Tasked with appeasing WWE's base and those writing his checks with sound complimentary work, he is 100% secure in WWE. Now, nobody expects Miz to rip out a 5-star match on pay-per-view these days, or ever, really, being fair, but he isn't trying to do that. Miz has found his spot as a loud, brash, and colourful TV character. In fact, he found it a long time ago, and it's why he continues to thrive. Number 8. Riddle. The Riddle of today is not the Matt Riddle of yore. In the mid-2000s, it looked like the former UFC fighter was going to break out as a work-rate-centric wrestler on a thriving indie scene where he more than held his own with the likes of Chris Hero, Keith Lee, Zack Sabre Jr., and all the great talent that was doing the rounds at the time. But something like that isn't always enough to cut it in WWE. It takes more than being a great bell-to-bell wrestler. And in this company, he has had to tailor his character into something, well, dumber. Riddle's transformation from indie wonderkind to Monday Night Goofball has gotten him over huge, taking his aloof stoner vibes, making them family friendly, and forging the exact brand of comedy synonymous with the market leaders, complete with his own spin. Riddle stands on the cusp of a long, successful WWE run. Number 7. Seth Rollins. Here's a guy who knows exactly what he's doing anytime he hits Twitter and leaps to his company's defense. Even if Seth positioning him as one of those stand-up for WWE guys feels a little got into at times, it doesn't really matter. He has become the ultimate company man in an often nasty, toxic, and tribal pro wrestling environment, planting his flag and making no apologies for it. And on the character side, his visionary gimmick is big, colorful, and fits WWE's brand of content event to a T. Donning a wacky jacket that no right-minded person would ever be caught dead in sends Rollins viral every single time. He knows it, he plays it up, and he loves it. Number 6. AJ Styles. Nobody could have predicted that AJ's WWE run would have been so successful when he came into the company in 2016. Now, that's not because of his talent, because that has never been in doubt, but because being a world-class in-ring guy who's under 6 feet and isn't the most expressive on the microphone doesn't always do well in Vince land. But WWE's glass ceiling hasn't really existed for Styles. He has made himself indispensable to the company by becoming one of the most talented utility men the sport has ever seen. Whether he's being used to carry a brand as a world champion or elevate a towering green giant as part of a tag team, he always does a good professional job without the intense in-ring focus that he can bring, but isn't necessarily required as it would be in other places of work. Number 5. Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura came to WWE in order to earn a great living in pro wrestling without having to trash his body in captivating but physically demanding matches like he did in New Japan, and that's exactly how his run has panned out. While it does feel at times like he is maybe coasting on charisma and personality, you can get away with doing that in WWE. In fact, that's kind of what the company's all about. Nakamura probably figured WWE out before he even landed in America, in fact, knowing he can live a happy, fulfilling life that perhaps lacks the highs of before, but suits him greatly as he enters his 20th year as a wrestler. Number 4. Sami Zayn. Nobody should have been surprised when Sami Zayn re-signed with WWE earlier this year, because WWE is the perfect place for Sami Zayn. This guy has figured out every aspect of the company. Every week he plays his very over, very entertaining character on TV without having to stretch his increasingly damaged body to breaking point. Now, Sami can still go when required, but for the most part, he is on TV every single week because he's an entertaining personality, not because he's busting out big popping matches. In WWE, he gets to be an entertaining shitbag heel without the extra pressure. It's a winning formula for both him and the company. Number 3. Kevin Owens. For Kevin Owens, the key to cracking WWE's secret code was finding ways to elevate material that would bury lesser wrestlers with his wit, charm, and personality. It doesn't matter how crappy the script is, because Kev is going to infuse it with his usual brand of sharp quips and other dashes of the man behind the act, keeping a place in the fans' hearts because of it. Enjoying a strong relationship with Vince, who personally negotiated Kevin's recent contract extension, Owens has built himself a great WWE career, and at this stage, it'd be a bigger surprise if he ended up leaving the company before retiring than staying. Number 2. Randy Orton. If the ultimate goal of professional wrestling is to get as much as possible from as little as possible, Randy Orton has got it all figured out. His approach to wrestling is borderline genius. While choosing to become a more dynamic, athletic wrestler earlier in his career might have produced a more exciting body of work, the extra level of exertion and inevitable physical wear and tear would have taken a toll. And at one point, Randy just said, "Hey man, that's not for me." What he did was figure out very early in his run that the right physical presentation, his charisma, and an incredible crowd-popping finisher would carry him a long, long way. Thus, he crafted an arsenal of cool-looking moves, found his character, and chose a life that would bring him immense success without the costs felt by his more hard-bumping peers. Now, none of this is to say that Orton hasn't worked hard or that he hasn't had his fair share of painful matches over the years. He most certainly has. Regardless, Orton is the king of working smarter. He's going to go down as a WWE canon goat without leaving the sport on crutches. Number 1. Brock Lesnar. It doesn't always sit well with fans, but Brock Lesnar has had WWE eating from the palm of his hand since he returned in 2012. And yes, his push causes problems, but blame the system, not the man. Brock is doing what's best for Brock. He understands his value to WWE and he uses that to his advantage. Building his own unique negotiating system, there's no need for this guy to hit the road and bust his ass every single week when he can crush it, get rich, and main event shows without any of the grind. And yeah, he's still really awesome to watch as well. Say what you will about the push, Brock Lesnar's bull rush is a unique pro wrestling riot, even in 2022. Nobody else recaptures the same thrill.
there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.